Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Yeah. I had some stuff happen last night, and I apologize. So, and that's all I'm going to say about it. I got a phone call that I could not ignore. But let's dispense with all of that. You know, one of the things that's not really a thing right now is they've been trying to push COVID 3.0 on us. You know, the Delta variant was supposed to be horrible. Now we have Omicron. And most of America, including myself. Now, like I went to a place today to get a seat to go on an exercise bicycle. And they wanted me to wear a mask. They asked us to wear a mask. And nobody going in was wearing a mask. I wasn't going to wear a mask. I believe in science, real science. You know, the non-agenda science. And the non-agenda science says masks are a sham. Unless you're wearing an N95, which nobody in that store, because I was looking, was wearing an N95. And see, the collective shrug that's going on now because of Omicron. There's a lot of things going on with that. It was inevitable because a lot of people don't care at best. And at worst, think it's a calculated lie designed to prolong this nonsense. The whole SARS-CoV-2 push has become like a religion. And they're the COVIDians. They want you to believe that this is never going to end. That I've seen in Oregon where they're talking about, hey, we may have to do masking forever. They want to, and what they really want to do is, well, this is an effort to push these emergency situations where mail-in votes were allowed, all kinds, you know, late votes were allowed, all of the 2020 election shenanigans. They want them to become permanent. And a lot of these, like, Georgia is not exactly a blue state. Atlanta is blue, but Georgia is not. So they're trying to prolong the panic. And in the interim, in other places in the world, we now have COVID internment camps, like in Australia, where apparently they'll stick you, even if you are a member of parliament in Australia, and you speak out against the tyranny going on right now in Australia concerning this. Apparently they have, repurposed some hotels to be internment camps. And I don't care how nice the hotel is, if you go... Hotels are somewhere to sleep to me. Nobody, all of these high-end rooms and everything, like I'm going to Vegas here in January, and I'll pay a huge amount of money for the stupid room. And it'll be under the guise of, well, of course, you know, this is just the ultimate luxury, except I'm not there to enjoy the room. I will be out at SHOT Show. I'll be out there. I will not be trying to enjoy the room. The room is where I will go at the end of the day. To, you know, catch a few Z's. SHOT Show is actually a very hard place to go. A very hard thing to do. So you're very tired at the end of the day. Back to COVID. They've been lying to us about COVID ever since it came out. They lied to us about the masks. They lied to us about so many things about the masks. They won't acknowledge natural immunity. They called all of these shots that everybody's gotten vaccines, except they're not vaccines. Vaccines stop you from getting a certain disease, and they also keep you from sharing that disease, from spreading the disease. Like I took Moderna, it's not a vaccine, it's a shot. At best, it's almost like it's like a preventative measure to where, which in my case, since I already had COVID and then got the shot after I had COVID, I did it the opposite way of the way I should have done it. I would still have gotten the vaccine. Don't get me wrong. And I have my reasons for that. And I may look at getting a booster. I'm not sure about that. But everything that's going along with this has nothing to do with the people that are going to go out and do it. It's that they want everybody to do it. For whatever reason, they want everybody to do it. I believe, like the mask, that now the compliance with the COVID shot, if you're just getting it because the government says so, it's a behavioral experiment. Then you got Fauci. He never wants it to end. He's having his day. He's having his day. And when this is over, we need to make sure that this never happens again. Let me explain why. Because Fauci is a bureaucrat. He's the highest paid guy in government today. He's been in government longer than Biden, which is saying something. And he's not in charge of the company. He's not in charge of the country. But he's acting like it. So, I keep looking at this Omicron thing. I've been talking about this a lot. Omicron. I wonder will it be the Zeta strain? And what happens when we get to the end of this? Where was the Bravo strain and the Charlie strain? Oh, I'm sorry. Those aren't Roman. Those aren't Greek, are they? I'm thinking the phonetic alphabet of the military. See, if they did the military part of it instead of going the Greek way, they could do 26 variants. But they didn't think that far ahead now, did they? I don't know what the order of operation is. For all I know, Omicron may be the third of a million. I don't know anything about that part of the symbolism. Nor do I care because I'm done with COVID. I am done with COVID. The remnants that I see walking around masked up, way in a car, by themselves, I feel bad for you. I do. You're not living. You are not living. But in any event, I'm just so over this, I just can't get it out of my mind. But I'm going to cleanse myself of it right now. We're going to take this moment. I'm out of it. No more COVID for me. Until the next time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, the strangest alliance that you'll ever see in politics is that between the elite and the mob. You don't see something like this happen often. The few times they've occurred produced devastating effects. The most notable of them was the rise of the Nazi Party, which recruited its original and most loyal adherents from the outcasts of society. And When the Nazis became mainstream, Hitler himself remarked how he missed the passionate street fighters of old, who had been replaced by political opportunists and office seekers. There's a method to this odd partnership. It is built on mobilizing the periphery, creating chaos, and enhancing chaos where it already exists. Now, the Nazi example finds its parallel much earlier in the coup of Louis Bonaparte, the nephew and pretender who overthrew the French Republic in 1852 and became the last emperor of France. Bonaparte created from the dregs of the socioeconomic system the foundation of a mass movement. He called it the Society of December the 10th. And he just as well could have called it the Brown Shirts. Hitler would have recognized it quite easily. Revolutionary mobilization of the periphery does not occur in a day. And in a legitimate democratic society, it will most likely bring chaos, dislocation, and division. But it will not bring about major political change. Excuse me. And nonetheless, for those committed to an ideological view of the world where chaos is the paving stone to revolution, this means they are significant. The political nihilists who wrought chaos in Western Europe in the 1980s believed they were the foundation of a revolutionary movement that would take 100 years. And no revolution takes place without elites. And the men and women running through the streets with guns are only instruments. Somewhere an out elite provided the ideological justification of weapons for revolt, and before that they sowed chaos in various ways. Sort of like Antifa, if you will. And this, oddly enough, brings us to a shootout in broad daylight in Chicago by two gangs. When the shooting stopped, one person was dead, two were wounded. Five gang members allegedly involved in the shootout were arrested. Yet Chicago's controversial state's attorney Kim Fox refused to prosecute them. This is the mutual combatants thing. That was cited as the reason, according to the Chicago Police Department. So as long, this is the justification here from the Soros-funded mind. As long as both sides willingly participated in combat on Chicago's streets, no crime was committed. This was the CPD's interpretation of Fox's decision. Seeing this as a promotion of violence in a city already deluged with violence, even Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot spoke of the city falling into chaos and sought intervention by federal prosecutors. And so far, that hasn't happened. And Fox is one of several high-profile and controversial prosecutors funded by organizations related to George Soros. The refusal to prosecute gang shooters is only one of several similar decisions. Soros also donated to PACs that support L.A. District Attorney George Gascon and Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, both known for their leftist views on crime. But apart from Kim Fox, the most controversial district attorney to receive aid from a Soros operation is San Francisco's Chase Boudin, without fail. Boudin is a big supporter of redistributive justice, which calls for behavioral changes rather than punishment. So he pushed for shoplifting below $950 to be treated as a misdemeanor, and that set off a tidal wave of organized shoplifting. You know, heretofore, we didn't have shoplifting gangs. But now, if you got five guys going in there, that's nearly $5,000. One Safeway store had limited hours in response and set up obstacles for exit. I mean, they basically had to make a hardened zigzag line to get out of the store. Walgreens closed 22 stores for both economic and loss control reasons. And most controversial was a brutal attack on an elderly Asian man where the attacker was released on probation. Bodine's office argued that the victim agreed to the decision, but the victim, who speaks no English, said he never agreed, and various community leaders have taken to the streets to make their opposition known, and Bodine and Gascon are both facing recall elections. But there is an alliance between prosecutors who have embraced redistributive justice and criminals who found crime to be a revolving door. Redistributive justice, however, is part of a larger system that views criminal activity as a result of social forces and not individual decision-making. It's part of a system that calls the very legitimacy of the polity into question. It's basically saying this is society's fault that this happened. This is not this individual making his own decisions. And crime rates in these cities is rising and continues to rise. Chicago is seeing one of the highest crime rates in decades. And Lightfoot is correct when she says that the city is descending into chaos, but you know that's not a bug, that's a feature, that's the plan. So for a strong, vibrant, economically sound system to work, and even for the democracy, which the left, you know, claim, you know, the Democrats, I claim it's a democracy, these kind of events are problematic, but not a threat to the system. But if you change the equation and question the legitimacy, and then the perturbations become a threat to the viability of the political system. So creating chaos is the name of the game. Plain and simple. I don't know about you. And, you know, here's my thought. Here's my thought. We're going to talk about this in the next segment. We're seeing in places now where people have never bought guns and never thought about banding together. We're seeing this happen now. They've defunded the police. They've got a revolt, and especially in areas, especially in democratically controlled areas, in blue areas. And when we get back, I talked about this on Gun Owners NewsHour, and it's worthy of talking about here. We're going to talk about Beverly Hills. Who would have thunk it? Beverly Hills is becoming an armed camp. And it's because the residents of Beverly Hills, who pay a huge amount of money, you know, in taxes for their police department, for the LAPD, now they're having to pay a huge amount of money for armed security. And some of them have said, you know what, I'll save that money, just buy me a gun. Where can I go? Where do you want me to be? We're going to talk about that in just a second. But the chaos leads to this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After saying for months that inflation is transitory and under control, a top economic official from the Biden administration is reacting to the latest inflation report.
We are doing everything we can to get to the root of this, to ameliorate some of the snarls in the supply chains, to help make sure that American family budgets are able to keep up with these dynamics.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jared Bernstein from the White House Council of Economic Advisers saying the administration is doing everything it can to address the issue. The Consumer Price Index, which measures things like gas and groceries, rose 0.8% in November. Over the past year, prices have climbed 6.8%. That's the highest mark in nearly 40 years. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court announces a ruling on Friday.
The Texas heartbeat law will stand for now. The Supreme Court Friday morning made the ruling, but added a lawsuit by abortion providers against Texas over its abortion law may proceed. The confusion continues. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, "The court concludes that the petitioners may pursue a pre-enforced challenge against certain of the named defendants, but not others." End quote. Justice Clarence Thomas joined the court's controlling opinion and said, "There is no freestanding constitutional right to pre-enforcement review in federal court. Therefore, the abortion provider suit must be dismissed entirely." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police say former NFL star Demaryius Thomas went into cardiac arrest prior to his death. A report says officers responded to his home in Georgia last night. The report also says they found him unconscious and not breathing in the shower of his bedroom at the time of their arrival. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Like a Mode. You wouldn't think Beverly Hills would become a place where, you know, the people who formerly didn't own guns are buying guns. But they are. Debbie Mizrahi of Beverly Hills says, "I've always been anti-gun. But I'm right now in the process of getting myself shooting lessons because I now understand that there may be a need for me to know how to defend myself and my family. We're living in fear." Now, during Black Lives Matter protests last year, Ms. Rahi told the Post that her neighbor's home was firebombed with Molotov cocktails. She said, "My kids were outside and they saw a huge explosion. The neighbor's backyard went up in smoke. Trees burned down, but it's only gotten worse. Beverly Hills has been targeted." But of course, Ms. Rahi is a 40-something mother of two teenagers, and she is not alone. Ever since the protests last year turned into riots and lootings, a growing number of Beverly Hills residents have been buying weapons. I follow a YouTuber who's a car watcher. He goes out looking at supercars. And he lives in California, and he does a lot of stuff on Rodeo Drive. And Rodeo Drive has been targeted a lot by looters. And, well, right now owning a private security company in Los Angeles, California, probably paying some big residuals. We don't talk about that very much, do we, the other side of it? Resident Shirley Reitman says it's gotten to a point where residents feel insecure even going from their door to their car. A lot of residents are applying for a concealed carry weapon permit, even though that's a great challenge in L.A. County. Even hardcore leftist Democrats who have said to me in the past, "I'll never own a gun," are calling me to asking about firearms, according to Joel Glucksman, a private security executive. I'd say there's been an increase of 80% in the number of requests I'm getting this year. That trend increased last week, Glucksman said, after a beloved black philanthropist, Jacqueline Avant, was killed in her home. A lot of people talked about this. Jacqueline Avant was married to Clarence Avant, who is a legendary music executive. He's been in California a long time, and, oh, he's black. And she was killed nonetheless. She had a security guard, and she was killed anyway. She was killed at 2:30 a.m. on December the 1st. According to L.A. Police Officer Steve Robinson, what you're seeing is the spillover into these communities of crime and violence, which, you know, that just sort of makes sense. It's going to happen. It's just going to be one of those things that just occurs. He said, before you would never hear of a robbery or a shooting in Beverly Hills, or if you did, it was once or twice a year. In 2020, the Beverly Hills Police Department pulled 18 guns off Rodeo Drive. You go back any year before that, and it may have been 0 to 1 or 2. So, you know, it's getting bad in Beverly Hills. Ironically, excuse me, hours after Avant was killed, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon distributed a fundraising letter seeking to overturn a law that would keep her alleged killer in prison. The bill he was pushing for would eliminate additional prison time for using a gun during a crime. Now, remember that all of these gun control laws that they wrote, like increasing the penalty if you use a gun for this, this was all done by the left anyway. You know, you do one crime, you can get charged with 20 different things. So, one woman, a writer in the entertainment industry, who did not want to be identified, said, it's like we've been taken over by gang members and criminals because they know that Gascon is going to make sure he doesn't prosecute them. He's saying, hey, go out and rob someone for $900 worth, get arrested, go back out on the street. This is all, and that's legal, that's codified. It's from a California ballot initiative passed in 2014. It allows the theft of item or theft of up to $950 in merchandise before it counts as a felony, as well as up to the possession of 3 grams of hard drugs, including meth. And the combination of these things is toxic. This is not a thing where, you know, it's getting better. Glucksman says it's a revolving door at the back end because the DA doesn't want to prosecute and he got rid of cash bail. So now police are saying to private security firms, hey, I understand that they're trespassing, but we don't want to take that arrest because there's nothing that's going to be done. It's a waste of our time. It's a waste of money for us to expend the energy and take care of things that aren't going to be attended to by the courts and the legal system. The DA is sitting there going, nope, pop this one out the window. It's not like they stabbed somebody or they murdered somebody or raped somebody. In 2021, and we still have what? We still have 3 weeks, 20 days. There have been 1,800 people shot in Los Angeles so far, up from 1,530 in 2020. Homicides in L.A. rose nearly 50% from 161 to 236 between January to October of 2020-2021. So there have been 361 homicides in L.A. as in 2021 as of December the 9th, and that's, you know, still a far cry from the peak when it was nearly 2,000 in 1991. But it's a different kind of violence now. It is reaching into a different part of the city. And longtime residents of L.A. said that they were less affected by violence in decades past. Back to the unknown entertainment writer. She said, I don't ever remember crime being so high. We used to leave our doors unlocked. I would leave my keys in the car and the door unlocked. And not anymore. We're seeing not just burglaries, but also robberies. And we are seeing emboldened gang members and criminals holding guns to people's heads. Last week, two armed robbers invaded a holiday party at a house. in Pacific Palisades took a watch, jewelry, and phones from the startled guests. Right now, this is the time when everybody's going out to dinner. Everybody's anxious about that now. They're afraid to wear their wedding band. They're afraid to wear a watch. Watches in California are very expensive things. Very expensive things. It's some of the stuff they're getting away with too is crazy. They stole a $500,000 watch from a guy at a restaurant. They probably didn't know it was a $500,000 watch. It just looked like a $5,000 watch. But my goodness, what a payday for them. What a payday for them. Watches have become a big thing. You know, this particular watch was a Richard Mille RM1103 flyback chronograph. Rolexes are also very highly sought after by the criminals of today in L.A. And like I said, private security firms are coming on board. But here's the thing. This is the thing. As the police continues to not do anything, and as it's codified in law, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to respond. You'll see more and more of this. We're about to see more Rittenhouses. Except maybe these people, recognizing what happened to Rittenhouse, they won't ever get caught. They won't ever get caught. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. A few days ago, a Columbia University PhD student from Italy, described as brilliant by the institution's president, in what was a whole lot of an understatement, was stabbed dead in a random act of violence by a thug with a monster rap sheet out on probation, who seemed to have been let out early in Manhattan in the name of social justice and ending mass incarceration. And the Columbia students are angry. The candlelight vigils are being held. The flowers are piled on the street. The New York Post is highlighting the university's execrable record on crime as student after student gets picked off. It's almost like something's happening there, because this wasn't the only student from an elite school who's been killed in a random violent attack on the streets around those elite universities by someone who should have been in prison. Columbia had another attack in 2018. So, for some people, that may seem recent, or it may seem like recent history or ancient history, given what's going on now. There have been several in recent weeks at Temple University in Philadelphia, at Morehouse College in Atlanta, in the University of Chicago in Chicago, and probably some others. The only thing that seems common here is that these are all happening in blue cities. They're happening in places where the police have been demonized as well as defunded by the ruling leftists, and they're coming in the wake of the Black Lives Matter riots and the rise of the Soros-backed district attorneys, whose ideas of prosecution is to either let them out early or else never charge them at all. And not surprisingly, all of this hothouse academic radicalism has become a petri dish for criminality. Now, the shocking violent attacks on students in elite institutions in blue cities are coming fast now. And the Columbia students are angry, and they want more security on campus. Some hollering about the school's billion-dollar endowment. The school vows to provide more security, but skepticism abounds right now, because the schools only have to control, they only have control over the campus. And the areas around the campuses are where the radical ideas are implemented. And the radical ideas have led to the cops being defunded. So, might the elite start waking up about the damage they're inflicting to law and order? I mean, you would think so. Their children are being taken out. So at least some should be, as well as the parents who pay these schools big dollars. But as for the universities themselves, it's going to be harder. Because they're the ones who foisted these ideas onto the public. The lefties don't do self-criticism until they're forced to. So let's take Columbia for starters, since it's such a bastion of political correctness. Such a bastion. A bastion so bad the lefties I know who teach there are afraid to tread on political correctness issues, as the denizens of the USSR were to laugh at a joke. So, who did Columbia hire? Well, let's start with her, Kathy Bodine, a convicted cop killer and leftist revolutionary who spent her motherhood time in jail, while her baby son, Chase Bodine, got raised by family friend Bill Ayers, who ran the Weather Underground terrorist group. Young Chase grew up to be a Soros DA. Bodine herself is now some kind of major domo at Columbia with a fancy sinecure. With this bio, Dr. Kathy Bodine is the co-director and co-founder of the Center for Justice at Columbia University. Her work focuses on the causes and consequences of mass incarceration and the development of strategies to both transform the current criminal justice system and to deal with the day-to-day damage that the system has caused. In prison, she focused on strengthening mother-child relationships across the separation of incarceration, bringing back college to Bedford Hills Correctional Facility after the termination of the Pell Grants, and building a community response to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Since her release from prison in 2003, Dr. Bodine founded the Coming Home program at the Spencer Cox Center for Health in Mount Sinai, St. Luke's, which provides health care for people returning from incarceration. She also developed a restorative practice program inside prisons for long-termers, many of whom are sentenced as juveniles, and is developing policy initiatives to release aging people from prison and to reform the parole system. Her work is based on participation and leadership from those who are most deeply affected by mass incarceration. What's she got to say about the murder of the Columbia student by this charmer she goes to for advice on how to treat convicts at the bottom of the passage? Where's her condemnation of all the defund the police and let them out early, which is the leftist conventional wisdom? And if you look for this, you won't find anything. So, my first thing that I'm thinking, she's probably not doing anything. That's a problem. The anger of the students at Columbia is the right sort of anger. But you got to wonder if any of them recognize that their calls for security are the same calls for security that the truly poor and deprived in the inner cities have been making as they endure runaway crime with zero consequence based on these Bodine-backed academic teachings. The elites are getting, attention now because the killings are so vile and the losses are so horrible. But they are far from the only victims of this garbage thought. The poor suffer just as much or more from these random killings in urban areas, and they are the ones who, they're the ones that they've seen defund the police up close and personal, firsthand. And now the horrors have spread right into the elite universities. There's some kind of wake-up call going on as well as a media spotlight, which should have been there a whole lot earlier. And maybe this elitist demonization of the police is actually bad for all communities, not just the elite ones. Maybe some serious actions will be considered instead of guffawed at to protect the innocent. What you're seeing here is Saturn eating its children. It's grotesque and it's pretty obvious where it's coming from. Now, all around in these blue cities, this is happening all over the place. So I'm going to read this again. And this is about the men who want to be left alone, which is most everybody, every family out there today, all of you that are just working and everything. For the most part, you just want to be left alone. I get it. I'm the same way. It doesn't bother me to think, you know, if it weren't for all these leftists, I wouldn't have a job. I would find a way to turn this into something else. Don't kid yourself. So I would definitely have a job one way or the other. But let's talk again. And, you know, this is the people of Beverly Hills, the elites there. This is the people whose children are going to these elite colleges. You know, this is they who haven't been minding their own business. But this is they get to know what we know because we're the ones that have been. The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. And they try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that will come from it. They know the moment they fight back, the lives as they have lived them, their lives are over. The moment the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it is a small form of suicide. They're literally killing off who they used to be. Which is why, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with an unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and a drive that cannot be fathomed by those who are merely play-acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at the left's door, and they will cry, scream, and beg for mercy, but it will fall upon deaf ears. Everybody I've described to you is taking up arms today. That's what's happening to them. Coming up next, Joe Chambers, 1911 University. Late but not forgotten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.